The Island Project is a major new initiative from the Wiking Dementia Centre, and this takes all the evidence that we've got around risk for dementia. Now, most of that is to do with ageing, but we think about a third of cases might actually be avoided if you attend to particular risk factors. And we're going to turn this into a major public health campaign, specifically in Tasmania, to try and get people to be thinking and acting around those dementia risk factors.
And what makes Tasmania perfect for this project?
Well, the major reason Tasmania is great for this kind of population health study is it is relatively contained, so you don't have a lot of movement of people in and out of the island, so you can follow people over a long period of time. That said, the other major positive for us in terms of this study is that it is actually the oldest population of any state or territory of Australia. Our median age is 42, so that means that half the population is over the age of 42. And this is really the group that we want to focus on in terms of this study. And lastly, when we look at some of those dementia risk factors, they're actually at very high rates in Tasmania, particularly in regional and rural areas. So that's our job, is to go out there and see if we can tackle some of those risk factors.
And James, what do we know, or what do we consider to be the highest risk factors in terms of developing dementia?
By far and away, the highest risk factor is age. So the older you are, the higher your risk. When you get to your mid-80s, you have around about a 25% chance risk of having dementia. Now, if we take that aside, then it's probably family history and genetics is another significant risk factor. But both age and genetics you can't do much about. But we think there are at least seven, maybe as many as 10, what we call modifiable risk factors. So these are things that we could theoretically do something about to reduce our risk. And many of these become really important in middle to later life.
And what are those factors?
Well, they include factors that are related to vascular health, particularly things such as hypertension in midlife is really important. Obesity, if you smoke, that's not a good thing. Low levels of physical activity. Those are sort of probably interrelated risk factors.
And when we talk hypertension, we're talking blood pressure?
That's right, it's your blood pressure, particularly at midlife. The interesting thing is when you get into much older ages, in fact, having a higher blood pressure seems to be protective. But certainly in your sort of middle age, if you like, having high blood pressure is not good in terms of a risk for dementia in the future.
And the curious thing, I guess, the more you look into these factors and the more someone does to address them, the more you're improving your health overall, not just to avoid the possibility of getting dementia, but to avoid strokes, to avoid diabetes, for instance.
That's right. So many of these factors really about having a much healthier life, particularly as you get into your older ages. And so these risk factors are largely shared with, as you say, cardiovascular disease and stroke, cancer, and many other life-limiting or chronic conditions.
And how does the Island Project feed into the MOOC projects that we have here at Wiking, such as Understanding Dementia and Preventing Dementia?
So one of the tools that we're going to use for this Island Project is our Preventing Dementia Massive Open Online Course, or MOOC. We've found in research that we've done to date that if you undertake the MOOC, that a large number of people 6 months after the MOOC are actually thinking and doing something about many of those risk factors. So they move from a high-risk state to a lower-risk state in many of the things that we're interested in. This includes things like diet and alcohol consumption and physical activity and so forth. So that's going to be one of our major tools. It doesn't mean that everybody in the project has to do it, but we're really interested in that subgroup that does do the MOOC as well as other things to see if they gain a benefit in developing self-efficacy in managing and doing something about those risk behaviours.
And, of course, the key to talking about modifiable behaviours is people can do something about it. And I know myself from a friend who did the Preventing Dementia course, I think, last year, that afterwards they started exercising more. I think they actually bought a punching bag for their shed and started doing, I think, two or three half-hour sessions of that a week. They cut back on their alcohol, they cut back on sugar content in their food, and actually did some tangible things that at the end of, I think, about 12 months, they had their blood pressure tested, and it was basically the lowest it could be. And for a 47-year-old, they suddenly had the blood pressure of a 20-year-old after 12 months of exercise, which they started because of doing the MOOC.
Well, that's a fantastic story. It's one of the stories we love to hear. And it is about the MOOC being an intervention. Yes, it's a course that gives you information and you know, knowledge about these factors and things that you can do about it. But the magic source of the MOOC seems to be, for many people, it motivates them to keep thinking and doing something about those risk factors after they've finished the course. And that's something that we'll be interested in studying also in the Ireland Project, that if you do the MOOC, let's say in 2020, whether 4 or 5 years later you're still looking after those and managing those risk factors.
Because I guess psychologically that's the key aspect, isn't it? That you can tell someone something, but until it actually registers, until that little light bulb goes on in their mind that, oh, I really do need to do a bit more physical exercise, I really should cut back on alcohol or smoking, until they realise that and are proactive themselves, the message sort of falls on deaf ears.
Exactly how the brain works. So if we actually look at most of the population knows close to nothing about modifiable risk factors for dementia. And I could rattle off, if I could remember them, say 9 or 10 factors that which we think are important. But again, the chances of you remembering that or him doing something about that a few days later are probably not very high. What we think the MOOC does is, of course, people spend over the course probably 8 to 10 hours reading material, being involved in discussion forums with other participants about risk, you know, sharing information and, you know, really just sort of going over and over it. It's probably that 8 or 10 hours of exposure is the thing that hopefully changes your brain so that, you know, you cannot not know what you now know. So after you finish the MOOC, some weeks later, you're thinking, well, am I going to engage in this particular behaviour if I know it's a risk? Or should I try and do something about managing that risk? Mm. And the good thing about the MOOC is not saying that you have to manage all the risk factors. It might be about biting off one or two which are particularly important for that individual. You might find you're actually fine for 6 or 7 out of those 10 major risk factors, but it does then help you focus on maybe the 2 or 3 that probably need addressing.
Furnishing people with the information and leaving it up to them as to what they address and what they don't.
That's right, yeah. So as part of the Ireland Project, we really want like thousands of Tasmanians to do this particular MOOC, and we want them to be thinking about doing things in their own life and their own with regard to their own lifestyle about those risk factors. But how we're going to change Tasmania for the future and maybe reduce this incidence of dementia is if we get them talking to their friends and colleagues, really working within their own networks, coming up with maybe their own sort of community-based events and so forth, so that they can, you know, sort of spread that message and have that self-efficacy. So it's not like we are going to do something to people as part of this project. We're hoping to equip people with the tools so they can do it themselves.
For people listening who are 50 or over and would like to participate in the Ireland Project, what should they do?
Well, we're spending the next 6 months trying to recruit 10,000 Tasmanians over the age of 50 who will be, in a sense, champions for the project and help us to really spread the message around dementia risk. We have a website that people can register their interest. It's islandproject@utas.edu.au. And then it's just simply to go on there and give us your contact details, and then somewhere towards the end of the year we'll start getting then mobilised with the kinds of activities and things that we're going to do around dementia risk. For the rest of the population too, we're hoping to garner funds so we can do a traditional health promotion sort of approach, so making sure that in every little town of Tasmania and our major cities that people will be exposed to those risk factors irrespective of whether they do the MOOC or not. And then the whole, I guess, strategy behind all of that is to get people thinking and talking about dementia and then critically thinking about risk.
And James, for people listening who would like to find out more, of course I've got all the details here in the studio, so people can give me a call and I'll happily pass them on. I think we should probably touch base again in another month or two and see how you're going with the recruitment, and if we need to recruit more people, then we'll do that. James Vickers, thank you so much for your time today. Great to talk as usual.
Thank you very much for your support.